family association in charge of mainly the family
shipping.
Shippings. And how about the district association?
They do that too.
The same district association they do?
Mostly done by the district. Family comes in later on if necessary.
Uh-huh.
Mostly by district, because you see they take the whole district, mm-hmm. and then it's easier to make do the job better, mm-hmm. and more economical that way.
Why people join both family association and district association?
Well, just for mutual.
It's a different there. The district association is more powerful than family association in the Chinese community.
It depends on more powerful, and depends on what area.
Mm-hmm.
Different cities have different groups.
Uh-huh. And their function are similar.
The function is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's often said, like for instance, my name is Lo. I'm automatic member of the Lowell Association.
Mm-hmm.
Not member, automatically, member, and I have to still pay my dues though, but I'm born in the, that's, I'm eligible anyway.
Uh-huh.
I'm all eligible, so I have to be a Lowell in order to join it. It doesn't matter what district you come from.
Uh-huh.
See, you're Lowell. On the other hand, the district takes care of all different families.
From
as long as the district. See,
okay.
For instance, the Low have members from the Siip district, Samip, and Zhongshan.
I see. And how about the Zhonghua Weiguan? Do you ever involve in business there?
Well, I used to be an officer here, but I
what
just
position?
My, well, English secretary.
English secretary.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
What
and
type of activities they sponsor?
Well, they usually were just like a chamber of commerce too, but they in the old days they went into more activity. They tried to be a sort of a supreme peacemaker. Have any nowadays? Of course, everybody goes to court. In the old days, they didn't resort to the court for it. They had their own regulations to settle some of the financial difference, what's called. But it's more so of an organization for the promotion of the Chinese, and they have when any VIP comes from the Orient, this is up to Zhonghua, we bring to entertain them, and they welcome them. It has its duties and its proper and its functions too.
I see. So what kind of dispute among Chinese that need Zhonghua Weiguan to settle?
Well, what sometimes that? business as I try to talk to. Maybe old store or lease or something like that. Where there's some misunderstanding there. It's the arbitrators, what they are.
Arbitrator.
Arbitrator.
Mm-hmm. So.
Sometimes they're fair and sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm. How about among these different family organizations or different district organizations? Were they getting along very well, or they kind of discriminate against to each other?
Well, it depends. It's not cut and dry. See, when they can't settle the dispute within the family, then they take it to the Zhonghua Weiguan. It's like the Supreme Court. You appeal to them. An interested third party to arbitrate on the matter.
So there were disagreement among.
Oh, yeah.
Between family association and the district association.
Oh yes. You know, you're dealing with public, with human relations, you get all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Some new problems.
Mm-hmm.
New condition brings new problems.
Mm-hmm. So, which were the most important families in Los Angeles?
The Wong family is the biggest. Wong family is the largest one. They have more people than all the four families put together.
Was the numbers make them important, or because of other reasons?
The numbers are the most important one, because they have more people, have more money to, more in the treasury to operate. They have usually the. But the others are pretty big, you know. The others, of course, there's a Wong is only one by itself. Mm-hmm. The others are a combination of several other families.
So, any Chinese community activities, do they have to listen to Wong's family's decisions?
No.
Were they kind of leaders in the society?
Well, oh yes, they needed. You see, being the largest number, they have more participant in Zhonghua, in other words. But a lot of time it depends on the individual. He has to gain the respect of the community and gets reelected.
Who are these individuals who you consider as prominent Chinese and important?
You mean when, now or before?
Before 1930, so before 1945.
Well, there was a Liu Song Kai, they call him L-E-W, Sing, S-I-N-G, Sing, K-A-I, who owns the owner of the Sun Wing War Company.
Uh-huh.
And he was the president at Zhonghua for years.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And then under Wong, there was a Wong. Wong Keong, K-E-O-N-G, Wong family. Actually, Wong Keong is a native son. He's born in San Francisco, but he has a good Chinese education. And there's others, family, what's in Los Angeles? I didn't know too many of them, but for instance, San Diego. See, the Tom family dominates that, T-O-M, Tom or Ham. See, Tom or Ham. It depends on what district, Hoiping, Ham, see, they dominate. And then there's a lot of Kwan there, too, Kwan. There's a lot of Kwan in San Diego, in Los Angeles.
Why they dominate the community? Because they were rich?
I use the word dominated, but they're more numerous, you see, and they have more leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the leaders.
In social activity
level. Yeah, sure, that's right.
Go back to the organization you belong to. Did you belong to any other American social clubs or any political organizations?
Well, naturally, when I was working, I belonged to, while you're working, you belong to the American Institute of Banking, which is a school. I had a magazine. I left it. I was going to bring it down to show you. I wrote an article in 1926. Way back in those days, when I was working for the bank in San Diego.
Yeah. You also belong to?
American Society of Travel Agents.
Mm-hmm.
I was a member for 25 years. Oh, longer than that. And I served as treasurer and vice president, and I was nominated for president, but I withdrew. I didn't want to, see, because it takes me away from my work too much.
And that's 1930 or before 1930?
No, the
1950s. Oh,
1950s. Then I was president of the Chinese American Citizen Alliance in 1958.
Mm.
So one term.
Most Chinese people engage in what kind of business or what kind of jobs before World War II?
Mostly in business. Business, grocery, restaurant, laundries. The Chungshan people had these dry goods stores, but those are official. And a lot of them in a garment manufacturing.
Hmm. Were there a difference between people from different districts in terms of occupation?
Yeah.
They were engaged
in.
Yeah. For example, Hyeongsan people engaged in restaurant,
restaurants, farming, and dry goods.
How about the other?
Sea people, they went to the laundry, and some later on they went in the grocery store. They had some Chinese stores and all that, those Sea people.
How about Samya people?
The Samya people, they were in the meat business, and also in Chinese provision, and herb business.
And how about who were the people run the gambling?
All of them.
All the people from different districts. They all have.
Yeah. The bigger the district, the more members. Like Siap has more people, naturally, the more interest in gambling. So.
What would have been considered an average income in the pre-war period?
You mean the Second World War? Well, if they were earning $5,000 a year, they were doing good.
Mm-hmm. Compared to you know, the expense that, you know, every family has, you know, have, like a food, rent, medical expense, their earning is more than enough or just about enough?
Just about enough. It's like anybody. Some individual makes more and some less.
So what did the people do with money they saved? If people, you know, Chinese...
They invested. But after the last war, they invested. Out of the money.
Before World War II, what would they do with the money?
Before World War II, a lot of them, they sent it back to China to buy land back there.
They invest in China.
In China. When they couldn't send it, they kept it here.
What kind of investment your parents had?
Most of them are, my parents didn't have very much. In their business, it has ups and downs, you know. Some year you save something, when we left San Diego, actually we owned our own house. My parents did, usually you couldn't accumulate too much. The opportunity ones are there. See, after you try to educate your children, there's not much left.
So did people use the money, gambling their money away?
No. They sent a lot of it to China.
They send the money back to China? Do you know of it? Yeah. Do you know if any of the Chinese who were involved in politics in China, they supporting like World War II, send money back?
World War II?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sino-Japanese War, the Chinese support.
Well, there's quite a lot hard to remember. But, you know, prior to the First World War, at the time that the Chinese Republic in 1911, there's quite a few of the American-born Chinese who joined Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them in San Francisco was Wong Kuk-yu.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was born in San Francisco, a native American. And then he later became a member of the legislative yuan, the Fa-yun. This is way back in the 1920s. And subsequently, quite a few of the natives born in San Francisco that was very well educated in Chinese were follower of Dr. Sun Yat-sen, and they were more involved in Chinese politics than they were with American.
Mm-hmm. I see. How about they involving politics in America?
Yes. Not that generation so much. One of the most prominent, of course, is Walter U. Lum. Mm-hmm. That's when Walter U. Lum came in. And Wong Kuk-yu was Walter U. Lum's brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mrs. Wong Kuk-yu was Walter U. Lum's sister.
Mm-hmm. And so Walter long, involving also American politics. Is that what you said?
Yes, I did. He was a very deep thinker. He was ahead of his time. And among his schoolmates, American schoolmates, who later became judge and were in office, elected office in the state of California, where many of his schoolmates. But he and those Chinese native born those times, early recognized the power of the votes, voting power. Although Chinese were not very few, didn't have enough volume to make it to make it felt. But in time, but he urged a Chinese who was born here of this right and not to ignore it.
How did you know Mr. Walter Long?
Well, we both belonged to the Chinese American Civil Alliance. I became a member when I was 16 years old, and then subsequently I got him. When he was president of the Chinese time, I had frequent contact with him. I know his family and all.
Did you help him in publishing the...
Not in publishing, I helped we solicit stock subscription, and also we got people to read the paper. That is, you know what I mean.
Subscribers.
And also advertisers to help the paper. You know, it takes a long time for a paper to start. You lose money when you start. It's not easy to build a paper.
How much a share, you know, when you buy?
$3 a share, and 30,000 shares is $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Chinese American Citizen Alliance practically, every stockholder of the society must be a member of the Chinese American Line. The reason for that, we didn't want our paper to get out of control. See? For somebody to come in there and buy some stock and attempt to control the paper, particularly foreign governments.
So who were the people who can hold the shares, that hold the stocks?
Well, the members of the Chinese American Citizen Alliance, like myself.
Only CACA members.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that a very popular way of starting companies or starting a newspaper to sell the stocks to all the Chinese?
No, it's very hard to sell newspaper stock. People don't know whether you can
make it.
But it was a different philosophy with it. It wasn't when the Chinese Times intended opened. It was not to be intended to be a money maker, but it turned out it did was a good money. It was as a mouthpiece for the Chinese American citizen. See, as a press owned the Chinese.
Did they make money later years, or
well,
how many
we
years?
We made a lot of money during the last war. We made a lot of money. So you had up and down for a long while. We just nursed the things along. We were just getting by, and then until there was migration of the Chinese family coming over, there's more people read the Chinese papers. See?
So in World War II.
Yeah, World War II, you can see, and a lot of But you don't expect a Chinese native here to read it unless the too many of them do not read Chinese. See, for 5 cents they can get any kind of newspaper. They get all the sports they want, all the cartoon they want. They're not interested in the Chinese paper. See.
Did a stockholder ever get any dividends?
Yes, we paid up. We paid 50% dividend at one time.
That World War II?
No, after World War II.
At the beginning, did you ever get the dividends? Beginning years, you lose
no,
money.
No, we didn't get any dividend for 20 years. We never got any. That accumulated.
Did your family or yourself ever purchase any other stocks owned by Chinese companies?
Very few.
Like what?
I don't recall particularly.
What were they?
Mostly Chinese at those days were not corporations. They were partnerships. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the National Knowledge Association. They were incorporated. I didn't have any stock. My father, my uncle had some stock in it.
Was this stock very popular at that time? Good business, good stock.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be a good business. Was progressing well, and the company was in good management.
And how about the buying the stocks from the Chinese company in China, like a railroad companies or?
Well, our family didn't. I don't know, very few family didn't listen to know pretty well connected with them, because you don't get enough information on them, see.
I see. And who are the people who will get those information?
Well, usually the politician, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
particularly in Taiwan, you got it. Yao Han Gong Xi, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a popular thing now to incorporate in Taiwan.
Uh-huh. So, did you ever feel there was a hostility toward Chinese in Los Angeles? You know, before World War II, especially.
You mean against the Chinese? I personally didn't witness any, but prior to that, as always, have some of these hoodlums would use it. Didn't take much for them to create a incident. Yeah, years ago, they had a hanging Chinese there. Years ago, way before my time.
I see. So. Would you consider Chinese to have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
Better.
Better?
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
Increased and better quality, better educated, and now they're more involved in every phase of activities. And not sports, but in
mm-hmm.
politics.
Was that only in the recent years, or
in the last two decades?
Mm-hmm. But in the old days,
they've gone much much further in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. But in the old days, the Chinese would not be considered.
There's no way to get in.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you want to go in special. You, like professional, would you think you will be accepted in the old days?
Well, you have to be pretty outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean there, in the training, if you have your dean or someone who promoted you, someone. Well, here's a very good example. Very few Chinese take engineering course, 40-50 years. When they get through, they have no job. They go down there to. The best they can do is be janitor and dishwashers.
Mm. You know anybody did that?
I know some of them did that.
Oh.
I know of them.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, at the last World War, when all these airplane factories, they couldn't get enough engineers. The Chinese went a long ways.
Mm-hmm. So you were practically the first Chinese working in the court as a clerk.
In the federal court.
In the federal court.
In the U.S. federal court.
In Maryland. Why there were not many people in that field?
Prejudiced. You couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm. How did you get in?
Well, see, during the war, when there was manpower shortage, anybody could get in. Just scraping the bottle of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hung.
Mm-hmm, I see. What caused you to enter this field? I mean, it's because of the war, too many people, so you can get in, but why you decide to
It was sort of a stepping stone. It's sort of prestigious,
mm-hmm.
And being the first one had a little bit more, rewarding or something, you can call that rewarding,
mm-hmm.
or notoriety, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
but then...
Do you feel this job was a chance to break out of the stereotypical or lower paying jobs usually associate with Chinese?
Oh yes, definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good step, it's a good thing to have on your resume to show that you did. They figure, well, you probably know, you at least know something in order to get it, get the job, see.
Mm-hmm, I see. So,
But of course, anybody getting there better not get, let it get to his head.
Mm-hmm.
See, you get a swell headed,
mm-hmm.
and that's not good.
Yeah. Do you feel that your work, you know, during that time made you more westernized, more Americanized, say?
Well, it did when you add the sum total, because you add that as part of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
But in principle, it wouldn't make me more westernized and Americanized,
mm-hmm.
even if I didn't go to the job.
Mm-hmm.
I was already very much Americanized anyway,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't need that to make me any more Americanized. And of course.
Mm-hmm.
But with the added experience, naturally, it helped.
Mm-hmm. How did your colleagues treat you? They treat you differently?
Colleague?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they treat me very well.
How about in terms of promotion?
Well, you know, during the war, it's easy to get promotion. They're afraid if, you know, you do your work, they're afraid you won't stay. See, when they couldn't get enough help, but I didn't stay long enough to promote it.
Mm-hmm.
I was gone from one department, and the last job I had, I was in charge of passports.
Uh-huh. I see. Mm. So, did your work in American government affect your relations with other Chinese?
No, it helped. That's where the prestige come in. Oh, he's on the bench of the, you know, in the court there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where
did the Chinese men meet their wives before World War II?
Well, there's two classes. Those who came from China would go back to China and get a wife. That's the thing. Other those born here, more Americanized, they meet like boy meets girl in school.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time of World War, there was not too much matchmaking.
Mm-hmm. But before, say, 1920, there were a lot of matches.
Oh yeah, they still had the matchmakers.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. So, but the American-born Chinese would generally not go back to China to marry?
Very few, except some of those where the mother insisted to go back there. You know, those apron strings, very tied to the mama. The mama took it back and go look over and select the bride for him, yes. But those in the minority. Most of them select their own wife here.
How about the American-born Chinese women, Chinese girl? Did they go back and look for Chinese husband?
Very few. Very few. Occasionally, though, they don't go back personally to look for them. I know of a couple in Bakersfield where the mother did take them back. They didn't want them to marry back there, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I